This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. People might remember about a month ago, there were headlines about how Los Angeles Lakers basketball player Kobe Bryant was fined $100,000 by the NBA for uttering, quote, an anti-gay slur during a game. And there was outrage in the press about this, and he was pressured to apologize for this, quote, anti-gay slur. What he said is a word that begins with F, and it means a bundle of sticks. It was truly absurd and outrageous how much attention a single comment by an NBA player got because it concerned what was offensive to homosexuals. It really revealed how much power and influence the homosexual lobby has over our culture and our news. It was another indication of how our entire culture is moving toward the eradication of Christian values and biblical opposition to homosexuality. We're almost at the point where anyone who even condemns homosexuality is considered a hater, a bigot, etc. The entire culture is being pressured to accept this evil and to cave into it. And after the news of this, quote, anti-gay slur was broadcast all over the world, gay groups and supporters of gay groups everywhere were pressuring the Lakers organization and Kobe Bryant to issue an apology and essentially to endorse and promote homosexuality. Here's the public service announcement that the Lakers organization issued after the Kobe Bryant incident and the public pressure from gay groups.
The Los Angeles Lakers have released a public service announcement calling for understanding, compassion, and acceptance. The new PSA follows a recent game in which Kobe Bryant was caught on camera using a gay slur.
There are all kinds of different people in the world. That's what makes the world special. So whether someone is different than you, in race,
ethnicity,
political beliefs, religion, or sexual orientation, words can be hurtful. Replace them with understanding, compassion, and acceptance. Let's make this a better world for all of us. Because we're all in this together.
Kobe Bryant was fined $100,000 by the NBA for using the slur. The Lakers and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation have announced they plan to work together to eliminate anti-gay bias.
Now, this is interesting to me because I have some familiarity with this Kobe Bryant. When I was in high school, I played basketball, and our team actually played his team. We had one of the best high school basketball teams in the country when I was in high school. And he was the single best high school basketball player in the country at that time. And I also worked at a basketball camp where he worked and played in a pickup game with him when I was in high school. And so I've sort of followed his career from afar. And this announcement that the Lakers made in the wake of this, quote, scandal was, from what I know, a new step, something they hadn't done before. They partnered with this gay group, GLAAD. And so they went out of their way to please the homosexuals in the aftermath of this event because the public was putting the pressure on them. And when this occurred, we actually talked among ourselves that we wouldn't be surprised at all if they suffered a stunningly disappointing defeat in the NBA postseason. Because while sports are of no significance in the grand scheme of things, and all of the organizations in professional sports, as far as we can tell, are evil because they all promote immorality in one form or another. And so God doesn't necessarily differentiate between these different evil organizations in determining who is going to win or who he's going to allow to have success in these games. However, when some organizations do things that are so offensive to God, and they take a special step out to ally themselves with a particular form of evil, such as homosexuality, which God abhors, he will, even though it's of no significance in the grand scheme of things and he has all eternity to punish them, he will punish them with bitter disappointment in their worldly endeavors or in their seasons. And we posted the link, this was a few years ago, about how the San Diego Padres hosted a gay pride night. And it was incredible how they lost their lead for the division at the very end of their season after having a huge lead. And so our point was that it was our opinion that God punished them with that bitter disappointment precisely because they promoted homosexuality as an organization. It wasn't just that they lost, it was the way that they lost. And so when the Lakers did it, we said that we wouldn't be surprised at all if they suffered a surprising disappointment in the postseason. And they recently were eliminated in shocking fashion in the second round of the playoffs in a sweep, in a complete blowout by the Dallas Mavericks. And this was quite surprising because the Lakers had won the last two NBA titles. They'd been to the finals 3 years in a row. They were also considered to be one of the favorites this year, and while it wouldn't have been a huge surprise if they didn't win, it is a shock to many that they not only were eliminated in the second round of the playoffs, but they didn't even win a game. And it's my opinion that they suffered this defeat in this way, even though they're an evil organization anyway, because they promote immodesty, etc. I believe that God really allowed them to be humiliated because of their unprecedented promotion of homosexuality, as well as religious indifferentism. Some might say, well, maybe they just weren't that good. Certainly one can hold that opinion. But since God is in control of everything and nothing at all happens that he does not allow, I think with some of these things, when they involve what is being broadcast to millions of people, he sometimes does intervene to mete out his justice, even in small ways, in these events that are otherwise of no significance. But the larger message is that we're almost at the point now where you cannot be a mainstream figure and condemn homosexuality without being cast out of your profession. In fact, one wonders whether someone would even be allowed to play in a professional sports league if one publicly and vigorously condemned homosexuality, because they can fine these players and suspend them for almost anything. And we desire the conversion of all homosexuals. Romans 1 is clear that homosexuality is a result of sin and apostasy, and particularly sins of the flesh. People are given over to this unnatural disorder as a punishment for sin. It's a spiritual affliction, and they can be cured by a sincere and thorough conversion to the true faith, the true Catholic faith, and a cessation of their sins. Our culture now tells us that it's unacceptable to condemn the unnatural abomination of homosexuality, and the devil is working overtime to get it accepted, promoted, and glorified.